On this last day together, I do want to remind you that this is the general memorial service, but we will be having a memorial service for Bill Sprinkle Jr. at 2 o'clock. The family invites all of you, if you're still here, and take a moment, come on back over for that, to be with the family during that time. Diane Edwards Brown shared at Billy Gale Blaylock Gray's memorial service a quote her dad, Glenn Edwards, who was president here, said. He says, there comes a time in a person's life when they know more people on the other side than on this side of life. And I think we experience, and the older I get, you know, I think when you're younger, death is a scary proposition. The older you get, you just realize you're getting closer. I tell my students sometimes, and it freaks them out, that I said, bar an accident, illness, or injury, I'm closer to the real deal than y'all are. And they're like, but it's real. You're here today, if you have a loved one on this list that we're going to read, as we all do, to say that you love this person and you miss this person or persons. You want us to know that this person was important and loved this place and these people as much or more than anyone else. And you want us to know that your loved one is missed and their life mattered. And we're all here today to say, yes, your loved one mattered to us, and we know that they matter to you, and we want each other to know that we miss them too. We want each other to know that we do care, and we do understand and share in your loss and pain. You're not alone, and we're not alone, and Jesus tells us these great words in John. Let me turn there real quick. Familiar passage in the book of John. John chapter 11, 17 through 27. And he says here, when Jesus had arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. And Jesus said to her, oh, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. Jesus is with us in death and understands it. You know, Psalm 139 talks about whether we go to the heights of heaven or to the depths of Sheol, he is there, which tells me he's even there in death with us. Your loved ones in Christ are not alone. These folks that we're honoring today, these were gifts from God. And James tells us that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of light, in whom there is no shadow of turning. And when we think about them, we need to think of them in terms of a gift from God that was given to us for a time. Paul tells us, talks to the Corinthians and says, I thank my God on every remembrance of you. So when we think, sometimes we have a tendency. I remember talking to my mom after my dad died, and she said, I regret this, and I regret this, and I regret this. And I said, regrets are not from God. I thank my God on every remembrance. And so when you remember somebody, if it's a regret, that's not from God. Remember and be thankful in those time periods for what God has given you. As we grieve, we will, with God's grace, move into thanksgiving for their lives lived out among us. And the other thing we know is that your loved one is alive. The oft-told story of D.L. Moody reading the morning paper as he did daily, looking and reading the obituary section, he suddenly looked up at his wife and said, one day you will read in the paper that D.L. Moody has died. Don't believe it for a second, because at that moment, I will be more alive than I have ever been in my life. Today we are going to read the names of folks that are more alive than they've ever been before in their life. And as we read the names, we will read them slowly. In their honor, if you were a friend or a family member of them, we would ask you to stand in their honor and then be seated, and we will continue through the list. This is the 2017 list. It's a little longer than the 2016 list. Carol Parker. Thank you. Jim Stevens. Thank you. Billy Gail Blaylock Gray. Thank you. Elizabeth Brown Foley. Thank you. Robert Rigsby. Thank you. Thank you. Mitha Sprinkle. Thank you. Bill Sprinkle, Jr. Thank you. Clifton Caldwell. Thank you. Mildred Carlson. Mildred Carson. Thank you. Carolyn Humphrey Stevenson. Tom Ed Wittenberg. We're here today. Thank you. Dorothy Faye Mitchell. Thank you. Carola Jo Mann. It's the wife of Rex Mann. He had to leave early. Thank you. Bryson Binion. Thank you. And Kathleen Binion. I'm sorry. Thank you. Betty Lott. Thank you. Helen Glass. Thank you. Phyllis Nelson. Sarah Krause. This was my mother-in-law. And I would say this, she never made it out here, but every time we got back home, tell me all about it. Karen Klein DeSell. Thank you. James Camillo Flanagan. John Morgan Flanagan. Thank you. And Lawson Hendricks. Thank you. Did we miss anyone's name that may not have made it on the list that you'd like to honor? Yes, ma'am.
Dub Wittenberg
was not on our list. Thank you. Dub Wittenberg. Thank you. We're going to have a brief prayer, and then it's not on our schedule that we have up here, but we are going to sing Victory in Jesus at this point. Heavenly Father, thank you for these that have gone on before us. For those of us left behind, give us peace. Help us to understand what a gift they were to us. Thank you for the victory that we do have in Jesus, and it's in his name we pray. Amen.